You see, there's a part of me, a very special part of me, that I share with no one. It belongs to me. And I worked very hard and worked for a long period of time in this recovery program to discover this special part of me. The only person I share this with is my higher power. It means that I am allowed to have, I am allowed to develop inside of me my own private self, my own personal relationship, my own concept of me. What's also beautiful about this process is that as I begin to learn this, I begin to realize I don't have to give myself away. You see, learning to make friends with yourself means to begin to really experience that process of keeping part for you, of developing this relationship, and that this uniqueness belongs to you. So as a result of recovery, we are now able to experience what we call in the program our aloneness. Again, relate to this, because in the early stages, we experience a lot of loneliness. There's a big difference between aloneness and loneliness. Loneliness is emptiness. Loneliness is boredom. Loneliness tears us apart. Aloneness is specialness. Aloneness is being able to be with ourself and be at peace. Aloneness means to experience the special part of just me. Aloneness means that I basically can function and I can deal, and I am now building a beautiful sense of serenity and peacefulness inside of me. As I then begin to experience the beautiful concept of this, I am beginning to realize that I appreciate and I actually enjoy my aloneness. I enjoy my specialness. In the program, we have a name for this. We call it maturity and we call it responsibility. So many of us are scared to experience what I call the growth process in life. Remember, we talked a lot in these talks about the little kid, the little child. In recovery now, we also talk about the adult. And remember that recovery is a balance. Recovery is the little kid and the adult learning to relate to each other and be part of each other. In recovery, it also means that I begin to build inside of myself a sense of settledness and a sense of peacefulness, a sense of things that belong to me. I now begin to develop my connections and my concepts and the things around me. See, so many of us take so much for granted. So many of us forget the very basic needs that we have as persons. So many of us fail to realize that we have to learn to live with ourselves and live in peace. As we begin and continue to work on ourselves, we realize that this beautiful part of the eighth and ninth step is to help us to get in touch with that part of us that was lacking as we began our development in life, that part of us called our spirit and our spirituality. In this process of the step, we now begin to realize how important it is to begin to build our spiritual foundations and our spiritual basis. We learn in the eighth and ninth step by making amends and by making peace. We learn a very simple and a very beautiful concept of recovery. We learn to begin to mix and develop what we call the spirituality of recovery. You see, one of our major responsibilities, and again, the step tells us, do not injure yourself or injure or harm anybody else. In this particular part of the program, we learn and develop what we call our serenity, what we call our spirit, and our spirituality. In the first stage of our spirituality, we learn a very simple and beautiful principle as we develop this friendship with ourself. See, spirituality simply and basically means to build a personal relationship and a personal friendship with self. In simple terms, we relate this to learning to love ourselves. See, one of the things that's difficult for us to do, it's very difficult for us to fall in love with ourselves. It's very difficult for us to build that very personal relationship with us. We are very much used to doing this with others. It's amazing.